Hello, welcome to Michael's Business English Solution. This month we're looking at presentations. First, the problem. When I give a presentation in English, I feel very nervous, and my manager complains my delivery is boring. How can I give my presentations confidently and keep my audience interested? My solution. A common question students ask is how to give confident and attractive presentations. The answer is to use dynamic body language and powerful voice control. Dynamic body language. The first step is to use the correct posture. For a confident stance, stand straight with your feet apart, aligned with your shoulders, and your hands in an open position, free to make gestures. Avoid closed posture, hands clasped together or arms folded, and feet together, limiting movement. Next is your facial expression. For a Western audience, a smile shows confidence and gives a positive impression. No need to smile throughout your presentation, but definitely in your opening and closing, you should use a confident smile. Also, a key element to keep the audience listening is your use of eye contact. Eye contact conveys a powerful sense of sincerity and helps to build trust with your audience. It also enables you to gain feedback during the presentation, as you can judge the audience's reactions, level of attention, etc. Start by making initial eye contact with a friendly face. Then sweep your eye contact across the audience. Make sure to include all your audience rather than just those in front of you. During the presentation, the audience may get sleepy. To combat this, add energy to your presentation by using movements and gestures. Always start your presentation by moving forward. This will capture your audience's attention from the start. Then move again when changing topics within your presentation. This helps to keep the audience awake and also reinforces the transition within your presentation. Confident hand gestures will add emphasis to key points in your presentation and hold your audience's attention. The amount of gestures and movement depends on your audience size. The larger the audience, the more gestures and movement will be needed to make a dynamic impact. Next, powerful voice control. 1. Never read your presentation aloud. This will make your intonation flat and inhibit eye contact and body language. Instead, try to memorize your script, and if necessary, use note cards with key words or points instead of papers. 2. Stress key words. Emphasize them with stronger stress, louder volume, and a confident gesture. Also, pause after key words for impact and to let your audience take them in. 3. Project your voice. Be careful not to speak just to the front row, but aim over the heads of the back row. If using a microphone, practice beforehand to check your projection. 4. Vary your intonation. A flat monotone can sound boring to your audience. However, a constantly strong tone can seem aggressive. So try to vary your tone over the length of your presentation. Next month, we move on to a new topic, business meetings, and we'll look at how to give your opinion in a business meeting. Thank you and good luck.